Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to come into your workspace. I'm so delighted to come into your living room area and then ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your radio dial. I just hope and pray that all was well in your family circle on today. And I hope and pray that all continually to be well with you and yours. And I just thank God for allowing me this opportunity to come before your presence again on tonight. And I want you to just get your good seat, get your chip and dip and everything to sip. And help me while I edify the word of God. I will be with you tonight, 45 minutes on the clock. And before we go into any further preliminaries, we have our lines open to prayer, to comments that you might have that you want to share. If God has worked a miracle in your life, if God has just moved in the area of your life to where you would like to share in a testimony, you are welcome. We welcome all comments that are referenced unto God that are pure and clean only. So before we go into any further preliminaries, I'm going to present those numbers for your FYI. And those numbers to call in, the guest call-in numbers are 646-230-74. Toll-free number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again on the monitors are 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. Hallelujah. And so we're going to reference God at the beginning of our program, and we do that every single time that we come across these airways. We want to acknowledge God in all we say and do. And all that's concerning me, I want to acknowledge God. And so right now, I'm asking those of you that are out there in my digital podcast listening audience on tonight to bow your beautiful heads as we go down and reference God in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and of unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In unity once again around this spectrum, God. For we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. But you have lying in wait, God. You have lying in reserve. You are the home builder of our mansion, God, that lies in wait, that lies in reserve, as I first stated, for those of us that are living according to God's word, according to God's way, and according to God's command. You are the architect, God. You are its builder. And until you crack those clouds, one of these historical days, God, we will be coming and going, God, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you, Lord of hosts, to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all say in unity, amen and amen. Hallelujah. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any comments you would like to make concerning this program, it's been a blessing in your life, you're welcome to call in. And those numbers, once again, is 646-230-74, 877-598-8654. You're welcome to call in, and you will take in prayer requests at the completion of the program. And so we are going to now go on into our scheduled program. And I just want to say I thank all of you, my gracious listeners. I thank God for you, you, and you that has taken out your night that you might could have been at the movies or could have been dining out or you couldn't have been at a number of places, but you choose to tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. Hallelujah. Where the Word of God is being lived and implemented across these airways. I want to salute you on tonight, and I give you a courtesy. Even though you can't see it, God sees everything. He sees all and he knows all. And I just want to tip my hat to all of you on tonight. And may God richly bless you, you, and you. So we now, like I first stated, we're going to go on into our scheduled program. Hallelujah. And our sermon on tonight is Come to Me, Pardons of Your Sins. And our key scripture is coming out of the law of John 6 and 35. And it reads like this. I am the bread of life. You who come to me shall never hunger. That's coming out of the law of John 6 and 35. And I'd like to present this unto you, you and you. When Jesus lived on this earth, he invited people to come to him. And he still does today. And you can find that in the law of John 6 and 35, as I just read. You might ask, but what do he and his Father in heaven have that we need? I come to serve your notice that what he and his Father has is salvation. Jesus is the only way to have forgiveness of sin and the promise of heaven. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's found in the law of John 3 and 15. And you might ask the second question. What does he and his Father have in heaven that we need? Purpose. We are to give all of our heart and soul and our mind and strength to following Jesus. For the word tell us, whosoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. That's found in the law of Mark 8 and 34. All right, there are some, still some that might, you know, not really baffle the ideal of what God and his Father have to offer. Well, I want to name a few more things that he has that we need and we are in desperate need of. And that is comfort. And we know that in each trial that we might face or sorrow, hallelujah, we know that the God of all comfort, he comforts us in all of our tribulations. That's found in the law of 2 Corinthians 1 and 3 through 4. All right, there's still some spectators that might ask Overseer Ward, what is it, hallelujah, that he and his Father in heaven have that I need? I won't let you know that there's wisdom. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we need wisdom beyond our own for making decisions. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him. That's found in the law of James 1 and 5. All right, there's still some that just don't get it. And you might say, well, Overseer Ward, hallelujah, what is he and his Father in heaven have that I need? All right, I'm here to tell you, you need strength. You might say, Overseer Ward, why do I need strength? You need strength because there's times when we are weary. The Lord will give strength to his people. That's found in the law of Psalms 29 and 11. All right, there still yet may be some that ask it. Overseer Ward, hallelujah, what is it that he and his Father in heaven have that I or we need? All right, we need abundant life. Hallelujah, and abundant life is the fullest life found in a relationship and through a relationship. They might have it more abundantly. That's found in the law of John 10 and 10. Jesus said that the one who come to me, I will no means cast out. That again is found in the law of John 6 and 37. So I would just ask you and you and you and you to invite you to come and sit at the dinner table of Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that are laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your soul. So I'm here to tell you on tonight that Jesus is calling to those who are weary, and he is calling the thirsty ones too. So if the bread of life you now hunger, hear his sweet voice come. And we find out that Jesus invites us to come to him for life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know, hallelujah, that in Isaiah's vision, we find out that the Lord's glorious presence was so awesome that it couldn't be contained inside the temple. But we find out that God, hallelujah, did permit Isaiah to glimpse the holiness of God as viewed by the celestial seraph who protected their eyes from the radiance of God's glory and who hid their feet in humble submission. Isaiah responded to this with humility and a repentant spirit. In turn, God sanctified Isaiah's lips with a burning coal and atone for his guilt and sin. We find out that only then was the commission and enabled to speak to Israel. God commissioned him for a twofold purpose. First, God sent him to harden the heart of an unprecedented people, repentant people, to render God's judgment. Hallelujah. And we know that God would also speak a message, a promise through Isaiah. God would plant the seed of a faithful remnant who would ultimately take root and grow into the people of God. Hallelujah. You might ask, Overseer Ward, can we become like Isaiah? As God was present to Isaiah, he is present with us today. And he still calls to us. Whom shall I send? in our time and place in history, the need still is great for those who know God to say, here I am, send me. Like Isaiah, we should live expectantly for God to call us to be redemptive voices in our own communities. God's power can shake and routine of our daily existence, overwhelming us, hallelujah, with his holy presence. Such an experience of God may remind us of our own inadequacy, but we must not permit our sense of unworthiness to distract us from what God wants to accomplish in us and through us. We must remember that God has also cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ and commissioned and equipped us by his Spirit. Our Lord is gracious and always made for us to live in, hallelujah, to live in loving service to God and humanity. Holy seeds still take root in fertile soil, even though the land may be vast and barren. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that God is still near us in his vineyard. God has a vast of garment that he is in the hiring business on tonight. I come to encourage your heart that if you don't know Jesus in the pardons of your sins tonight, I urge you to give God a chance, allow him into your life. And you might ask Overseer Ward, how do I do that? That is by repentance of your sins. You first is to acknowledge, number one, that you are a sinner, that you are a sinner. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I would ask you into my life, forgive me for every wrong sin that I have committed. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord, you have to first admit that you are a sinner and that you are lost in your condition of sin. And then secondly, hallelujah, you have to know that what is done for us, and God has went to the cross and died and paid the utmost sacrifice for our sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. His death was of infinite value. Then he rose from the dead. He proved that he had paid the price of all sin, past, present, and also the future. So all you have to do is just raise your hands right where you're sitting, right where you're standing, right where you're lying. You might be lying on in your bed. You can raise your hands right from your bedside and acknowledge to God that, God, I am a sinner. I no longer want to live in sin, but I want to live a pure and clean life, sanctification lifestyle before man and before God daily. And I want you to just live in my heart. Once you cleaned it up, God will not live in an unclean temple. He cannot and he will not. So your temple has to be clean and rid of all unrighteousness. Then God will take up housekeeping in sight of your heart. Hallelujah. So now is the time of repentance. What should you put off tomorrow? What you can do today? For tomorrow might very well might be too late. So now is the time. Jesus is knocking at the door of someone's heart on tonight. There's someone contemplating suicide. Now is the time to come to God. Don't allow the devil to count you in, but rather to count you out, because you are on the Lord's side now. You're no longer in the devil's den, but you're on the grounds of righteousness right now. Hallelujah. So if I were you and I didn't know God and the pardons of my sins and my iniquities, I would make Jesus my choice right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And we also know that physicians can cause many illnesses. Both, he can cure many illnesses, both physical and mental. But we know that only Jesus can bring about the healing that makes bad people good. And there was a noted psychiatrist. He recognized his own limitation. In a conversation he had with a clergyman, said all that a psychiatrist can do, said doctor, is to strip a man naked until you get to the essential man. And if the essential man is bad stuff, there's nothing you can do about it. That's where you come in. Hallelujah, Jesus. The clergy later complimented that. He said that, I think he meant that this is where Jesus come in, not me. But we find out that Zacharias was a bad man who needed inner healing. And as a chief tax collector, he could take a cut from what his subordinate had collected. Therefore, he was a wealthy man. Apparently, he had heard about Jesus and wanted very much to see him. Being short in stature, he climbed up into a tree to see above the crowd. Jesus looked up and told him he was coming to his house. Later, he told Jesus that he would give half his wealth to the poor and restore the fourfold to any he had defrauded. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, found in the law of Luke 19:9. In that instant, Zacharias was spiritually healed. And we said only the ultimate physician can make bad people good. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost. He left heaven's glory, minding not those, looking high and low, far and wide. The Son of Man for all was crucified. We find out that the ultimate physician can reach you wherever you are. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also have a key scripture, a second key scripture tonight, coming out of the law of Galatians 4:4. And it reads like this. It says, when the fullness of the time is come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. That's found in the law of Galatians 4:4. And there was members, hallelujah, of a turnaround management association. And we told that they are rarely asked to join successful companies. Instead, these skilled professionals are called into ailing businesses to help them get back on their feet. So we know that the same need for dramatic change exists throughout society. People who can reverse the downward spiral in an individual life, a relationship, or a team are constantly in demand. But what about changing the world, you might ask? Many people would say that only God can do that. And that's exactly what he sent his Son to do. The Bible describes humanity as downward spiral by saying that the entire world was imprisoned by sin and in bondage. That's found in the law of Galatians 3:22, then 4:3. And we know that into that hopeless situation, Jesus came to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And we also know that the personal turnarounds for us began when we accept God's offer of eternal life in Christ and receive his spirit into our hearts. That's in verse 6. Rather than simply being given a new set of rules and sent off on our own, we are adopted into God's family. So you that are out there listening in my live podcast audience on tonight, you have been adopted into God's family. Jesus Christ is the ultimate turnaround expert. He specializes in impossible causes. Will you invite him into your life today? We know that the Lord will turn your life around. If you invite him in, then you'll at once be heaven bound, no longer obtained by sin. When we choose to follow Jesus, our whole life changes directions. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We love you, Father. And we thank you on tonight for every single thing that you have done in my life and in the lives of the saints. And then there might be someone that out there that are suffering on tonight. And you might need a prayer. Say, Overseer Ward, I'm suffering for emphysema. I'm suffering from asthma. I'm suffering for tuberculosis. I'm suffering from cancer. I'm suffering from an enlarged heart. Hallelujah. Whatever your cause might be, I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight that Jesus is the great physician. You might say that I am suffering with sin and the devil is steady hounding me. I can't seem to get any rest. He's just wrestling with me night and day. He's just attempting me to do wrong when I want to do right. I'm here to encourage your heart tonight that if you would only adhere to God, he's knocking at the door of your heart on tonight. All you have to do is this, like I first stated, is acknowledge that you are a sinner and ask God into your life to be your Lord and Savior, to remove all sin from your heart. And God said that he would put your sins and my sins and our sins into the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. And when God cleanses us from all unrighteousness, God don't half cleanse us, but he cleanses us entirely. And he remove all sin. Hallelujah. Past sin and present sin. And God won't remember them anymore. He puts them, like I first stated, in the sea of forgetfulness. And to remember them anymore, he don't do like the world does. The world remember everything, every iota that you've ever done in your lifetime. They play it back to you. Girl, you remember when me and you was in the world? We was running after men. We was in the honky-tonk, drinking and swearing and lying and using God's name in vain. They can always bring those past sins before you. But God puts our sin in the sea of forgetfulness to remember them anymore. Hallelujah. So the lines now are open. Those of you that need a prayer, you have a petition that you want to place at the feet of Jesus, the lines are now open. And I will bring those numbers across the screen again. That number again is 646-200-3074. That number again is 646-200-3074. Toll-free number, 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. The lines are now open. You're welcome to call in with your prayer petition. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you most certainly encouraged to call in. If you have any compliments that you would like to present before the old ship of Zion, you're welcome to do so. Hallelujah. And may God bless you, you and you and you. Hallelujah. The lines are open. You're welcome to call in. Those numbers again are 646-230-74-877-598-865. Those that need prayer for a loved one that you want to be rid of drug addiction, you can call in. God is waiting. God is only a prayer, whisper, prayer away. So like I said, the lines are now open. You're welcome to call in to the studio with your prayer petition. Those of you that might have gotten a bad doctor report, the lines are now open for your prayer petition. Those of you that might be desiring to have a child, but you haven't been able to conceive, I want you to know that God is a miracle worker. You want prayer to pray with you that God will allow you to give birth. The lines are open. Those of you that might say, Overseer Ward, I'm unemployed and I need to find a job. Or I put in numerous of resume. No one has called me. The lines are open to pray with you. And for the Bible tells us that the prayer of a righteous one availeth much. And he said, if two or three gather together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Hallelujah. So we have a little bit more time, and I'm just going to allow these selections to play for your enjoyment. And I will be looking at the monitor and see if there is any calls that are coming through. Hallelujah. Numbers again, 646-230-74-77-598-8654. The lines are now open. If you have any prayer petitions you would like to bring before the throne of God, the lines in the studio are now open. Hallelujah. God is in the blessing business. God is in the miracle working business. Hallelujah. It's nothing too hard for God to solve. You don't have a problem too conglomerate that God cannot handle. God is the go-to man, and he's the go-through man as well. So like I first stated, you have a prayer that you want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're welcome to call in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're stretching out your mighty hand over planet Earth, God. Lord, you kept us when we couldn't keep ourselves, God. Thank you, God, for stretching out your mighty hand. Watching over us. Watching over us over the highways and byways, God. Watching over our families near and abroad, God. We thank you, Lord, because we know that you are all that we'll ever need, God. Hallelujah. Man might fail you. One man might fail you. But God is one spiritual deity that will not fail. God's word stand firm, and his word stand supreme. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Just thank you for allowing us to gather together on tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. We give your name the glory. We give your name the honor. And we give your name the praise, God. Hallelujah. Those lines for prayer requests are now open. 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. Toll free number 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. Phone lines are now open. We're just going to play you some enjoyment for your listening pleasure. Numbers across the monitor again are 646-200-3074. Toll free number 877-598-8654. The lines are open right now for your prayer petition. Those of you that have any prayer petitions you would like to present before the feet of God, the lines are now open. You're welcome to call in. All right, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind. as I have brought unto you the divine word of God. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, you have any prayer petitions you would like the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you're encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. We have less than 4 minutes left. So if you have any prayer petitions you want to place before the feet of God, the lines are now open. I will allow the remaining of these selections to bring our program to its conclusion. Until we come across these airways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Doing it.